accession number 18045, Reel 7.
He's standing there, that's the S wing, it's just come out, you know. And he comes back into Duffy and he said, "And who are you?" So Duffy said, "Of all the things," he said, "I'm a Canadian ferry pilot. I come here, talk to your corporal that's done a great job up the desert," he said, "and you come and throw it." And this colonel bought him drinks till 2 in the morning. Duffy. That's the characters you had. And the same chap walked out of a prison camp. Good looking man, gone with a German nurse. She got him a uniform and he walked, marched out, out of a German prisoner of war camp. Bluff.
Did he go back to the regiment after that?
Yes, oh yeah, came back to the regiment, left the army and trained to be a hangman in Leeds. Came down to London, went out with Bill and he said, "Oh, nearly passed my course," and about 2 months later he came down, he said, "Let's go out and get drunk," and we went along Payswater Road to a club, and what had happened, he just passed out. Oh, wonderful. But what a character. You see, this is the sort of bluff that these people had. We were confined to a boat in the Middle East before Sicily, and Ginger Jones, another chap who was tortured by the, who managed to escape, there were about 20 killed on this episode, and Ginger Jones and a chap named Vakulik, a French Viscount, they were the only two to escape it. Well, Ginger Jones was on the bottom of this gangway, you see, on sentry.
I'm still listening, I'm just checking this is still working.
He's on sentry, and Bill Duffy said, "Well, so we're confined to... we're confined to the boat." He said, "This calls for Colonel, you see." And he used to have the flat cigarette tin. He used to have the flat tin. I don't know if you remember those, Gordon, but he didn't have a rain tin. He had a big, long flat tin with 50 cigarettes in.
Oh, yes.
And he had it full of ranks. And he said, "Well, if it's confined to ship," he said, "it calls for Colonel." So he takes 2 grains and 2 pips, puts them in his immaculately pressed KD in there. Walks straight down the gangplank. Ginger Jones is his best mate. Ginger Jones is Duffy, so he ignores him, you know. And off goes Bill Duffy. Naval officer comes up, puts him on a charge for failing to compliment an officer.
What was the operation on which Ginger Jones and the others were caught?
That was a France deal. I don't know much about it, but I know I had this chap Vakulik. It was in my squadron after that. This Corporal Vakulik. I should imagine he's still alive, Vakulik. But the tale went round that they managed to take a spring out of a watch and undo handcuffs. But you better check on that. I mean, I don't know much about it. But I know Ginger got back. Ginger Jones and Vakulik got back. The rest were killed. And poor old Ginger started going round the bend a bit, you know. Last I heard of Ginger Jones.
Martin Lewis was saying, as a reporter on Secret Hunters, that he'd heard a story about, again it was France, where some chaps were put in front of a firing squad. There were X number in the firing squad, next number, then they asked, you know, someone's got to make it, and they actually went back at the firing squad. And some of them were killed, and some of them...
Yeah, that might have been the Lofty Baker thing.
Right.
Down at South.
Yeah.
Yeah. But John Tonkin will tell you all about that one because he was a major in charge of that.
Right. Do you know where he is now, John Tonkin?
Still in Australia, of course.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah. I think he's a place called Rum Jungle or some such thing, but he's made a pot of money.
I could get his name again through Tankit.
You'll get that through Tankit, yeah.
Right. Were people like Fraser McCluskey and the Doctor, were they armed or were they not armed?
Fraser, I don't think, ever carried a weapon. But we did have a padre in Sicily that I saw shooting Italians. Off a book, off a record, and saying, "Got the bastard," and jumping with joy with Paddy Mayne.